Hello, this is Editor Nikhil here. You're probably wondering why we don't have an intro here if you're a regular listener to our podcast. We want to release this episode as raw audio, as we were pretty much fuming after the last few games that we played in the season. So we hope you can bear with us. We hope you enjoy our takes on the group stage of this season. We promise we'll get back to, funnier episodes or more lively episodes, but please stick around till the end of the episode. Follow us on all of our social media pages. You know the drill. And enjoy the episode. Hello and welcome back. If you are an RCB fan and just witnessed what we did, I don't know if you are as angry as we are, but.
Man, I just want to say that this is not gonna be your old, It'll be might be funny in bits, but not gonna be funny too much. This is gonna be quite a rant episode because honestly, I'm fucking fed up. I am not gonna lie. I am so fucking fed up of this franchise. I'm fucking fed up of this, and there are gonna be a lot of controversial opinions and hot takes on this one because both of us are extremely heated right now, and understandably so. We've both been fans of the club since its inception, and we have the right to be fucking angry because we won seven, lost seven this season. Okay, fine, we made the playoffs, but Nikhil, just you start, man.
See, first off, I want to say, if we get to the playoff, if we win, we're not gonna win. Mumbai's gonna win the IPL. That's not a debate about that. But if we do somehow end up winning, sure, that's good on them. But the fact that we've ended up in either third or fourth is only on the team, right? It's only on our last four games. We capitulated like we normally do. We have a weak mentality. We couldn't pull through, and yeah, we lie somehow we scraped through on net run rate, and yeah, it's not acceptable.
As fucking man, I'm not even, I can't even put it into words because it's so fucking weird. Because we've been first, second, or third this whole season for like 90% of it, and we should be finishing one of the, we should be finishing second ideally. And we at one point we could have finished fifth if the game didn't go till the 17th. We could have finished fifth if SRH won. And to be honest, I wanted that to happen. I didn't want us to make playoffs. The way we played in the last four games is utterly disgraceful. I'm gonna call it out right now. I'm gonna say it right now. Fuck you, Virat Kohli. Disgraceful captaincy throughout this tournament. Disgraceful. He's made the wrong changes during the matches. Bowling changes, wrong batting lineup changes, wrong decisions as a captain, wrong decisions as a batsman. No responsibility, no fucking spine to carry this team to play. No, okay, fuck carrying this team. As an international captain, you can't say, oh, the wicket was slow, so we didn't get enough runs. You're a fucking international. You have 73 centuries. You're telling me you can't put together innings with a strike rate of more than 120? Are you fucking kidding me? Disgraceful from him. I am absolutely fucking fuming at him at what he's done and how he's fucking ruined this season for us. It was supposed to be so good, so fucking good, but he's ruined it now. And I'm telling you right now, take this from me. First thing I'm saying, if you win the IPL, I'm saying it right now, I will go bald. If you win the IPL, I don't give a shit because we're not winning this fucking tournament. Secondly, we are going to go out in the eliminator. I am guaranteeing you that. I'm guaranteeing you SRH are going to win tomorrow because they're in very, very good form. And we're recording this before the game, before SRH plays, by the way. So SRH are going to win tomorrow. They're going to place in the eliminator and they're going to absolutely whack us like they did the other day. Disgraceful. I cannot fucking say. I can't say much more right now. Can't say much more.
See, I can honestly tell you, if SRH somehow lose tomorrow, right? I kind of want SRH to go through because they kind of deserve it. They're a really, really strong team. We'll get spanked by SRH. The only hope that, see, I don't really want us to go any further because it's not what we deserve. But the only hope that we have going into the playoffs or going past the eliminator is if KKR qualify. Because KKR is a team that we could beat. But I do want SRH to go through and give us what we deserve because it what we the kind of cricket that we played in the last four games was spineless. It was unacceptable. It showed that we have a weak mentality when it comes to the latter stages of this IPL. See, and I'd like to say okay, fine, if we finish last, Like, if we had, and we were consistently bad throughout the season, and be like, yeah, fine, I don't care. Like, we get this every year, we get spanked every year, I don't really care. But being in the top two, top three for the majority of the season, and then bottling it in the last four games when it really, really mattered, is what is, you know, what is the most unacceptable thing. Because, see, if we got top two, right, we would have had a good shot, you know, but eliminator, no chance.
See, fuck the eliminator and all that. Like, I don't care if we lose. As I said, I don't want us to go through. And I also think that even if we play KKR, we won't go through. We will capitulate as we always do against any team in a pressure situation. We just will. It's just, I don't know what to say, man. And I know AB de Villiers has carried us a lot, but fuck's sake, man. Last four games, disgraceful batting. You have to see, we have two youngsters. Okay, Finch has been trash this tournament. We all know that. We have two youngsters opening, Padikkal and Philip. You can't always expect them to perform. Padikkal has been good for how much ever he can be. He's fucking a teenager, man. What do you expect from him? Oh, he's just like 20 or whatever. However the fuck old he is, he's very young. You can't expect that much from him. He's hit like 550s this tournament. He's hit a 74. The players under him, the players we rely on. See, now, I know people will say, oh, okay, you can't just rely on ABD and Virat all the time. Sometimes you'll fail. You can't fail all the fucking time. You can't fail in crunch times. You can't fail in the last four games of the season where you need one fucking win to seal qualification in the top two. One win. You can't fail in all of those games and say, oh, you can't just rely on us. What the fuck mentality is that, huh? Crunch time, I want my big players to perform. I want my best players to perform. I cannot expect a youngster or some bowlers like Mohammad Siraj and fucking Isuru Udana to perform. It's unacceptable. Fucking unacceptable.
See, that's exactly, you hit the nail on the head there. You need your big players to step up in the big games. End of story. Right? See, in a franchise that, okay, I'll get on to the people that select our players later, right? That's a whole different discussion.
Yeah.
But when you are a franchise where we rely so heavily on two players, and it's not like they're unaware of that. If you bottle it during the most important games of the season, that shows not only your mentality, but what you've inherited from the club that have been poor for the last 13 seasons, or how many ever fucking years this IPL has gone on for.
I don't know if, oh, fucking hell. Like, see, I know some people will be like, oh, but I think IPL is like scripted and like matches are fixed. Like, okay, fine. That's fine. We invest our time into this club. We invest our money into this club. Nikhil and I have gone to games every single season. We've bought jerseys. We've bought flags. We spent 4 hours every fucking evening watching us put up 120, 130, 140, Virat Kohli play 50 or 48 and fucking raise his bat as if he's achieved something. You really expect us to accept this 7 wins, 7 losses when we started off so well and when we know. See, the worst part is we know what this team can do. We know that this team can actually do it because we have a decent amount of balance. But when we have players, we have such spineless players, such spineless leaders who cannot lead. We will never win a championship with Virat Kohli as our captain. I've said it. I don't care how much you criticize me. I'm saying it right now. I said it.
I 100% agree with that. See, at some point, you've got to come and say, okay, he is not the right man for the job, right? If you look at the Indian team, he's filled with star-studded players around him. We have the cream of the crop coming through and we pick only 11 of them from a nation that have so many budding cricketers, and he gets to lead them. Sure, he's a great batsman and all, but his captaincy is nothing great. He has the best players when he's playing for the national side, and when he gets put up with an evenly matched team, he fails. Like when he failed against New Zealand. I mean, I guess he failed against New Zealand. Was he the captain against New Zealand?
Of course he was.
He was, right?
Of course he was.
Yeah, of course he was. Decent team, right? We were the outright favourites to win the World Cup alongside England, right?
Mm-hmm.
On paper, India is the strongest team in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And when he gets put up against a team that can give them a run for their money, we don't stand a chance.
We don't have the bottle. We just don't have the bottle. This just comes down to overconfidence, I feel. Because, like, him as a person, he's a very confident cricketer and all of that. Like, I don't want to make I don't want to make judgments about his personality as such. But as a team, we have been so overconfident after our wins. Like, we think we beat Mumbai in that super over, which was fucking shambolic. We scored 201. They needed 90 of fucking 35 balls and we let them get back into the game. And that game had one of the worst captaincy decisions I've seen in my life. Bowling two leg spinners back to back to a person who is in form, Kieran Pollard, and who can smack the ball way out of the ground. You bowl two leg spinners back to back to him. And you take the game to a Super Bowl. Agreed, we won the Super Bowl. But that doesn't matter. That is a game we should have lost. That is not a game we should have won. I don't care if we won it. That was a fucking bottle job. And that set the tone for the rest of the season. Even though we won a few games here and there, we beat KKR. Okay, fine, 82 all out. Great fucking job. Oh, Patis was in the back for that. What the fuck happened when you played SRS towards the end? What happened to you let an 8th place CSK trample over you? Are you kidding me? CSK with fucking retirement home players. Shane Watson retired today. Dhoni's going to retire in a few years. You let those people beat you? Any fucking shame?
It's honestly shameful. Honestly. And it's not like the last, you know, how many of the games that we lost were, okay, fine, we were close. Like, we if we tweaked one or two things, we should have won that game. No, we were blown out of the water the last four games. First against CSK, we were blown out of the water. And if these players don't have the mentality to show up in one of the biggest, I don't care, the biggest game in the IPL, RCB vs CSK is the biggest game in the IPL. Yeah. If you don't have the mentality to show up for that game, you don't deserve to play for this group.
No.
And then you, against Mumbai, fine. How much did we score? 160? We capitulated after Devdutt and Joshua Felipe gave us a great start. De Villiers and Kohli failed again, right? After know how much we rely on them, we capitulated. And I don't even want to get started on that SRH game. I don't even want to.
Nah, that was easily one of the fucking... That was our worst performance of the season, I can say by far. That was our worst performance of the season just because how irresponsibly we batted, man. How irresponsible. The shots played which got Kohli out, which got De Villiers out. Oh my God. And De Villiers dropped that game as well, Cotton Bolt. He was given a chance and he still bottled it. I love De Villiers. Nikhil loves De Villiers. We fucking love De Villiers so much. One of our favorite players of all time. Probably our favorite RCB player ever. And we still admit that he fucking bottled it, man. He bottled our chances at qualification in the top two. I don't care that we made the playoffs after 3 years, man. I don't fucking care. This season was asked to get the top two and we didn't do it.
It was in our hands. It was in our hands. The only way we would actually, you know, not get top two is if we lost all four. And what do you think we went and did? We lost all four. Like, it's just disappointing, I think. Especially after today's performance. Virat Kohli was... I mean, see, all credit to Devdutt. He's been our best player of the season. Him and Chahal have been our best players of the season. Like, yeah. Him and Chahal have been our best players of the season. And they should be given... I mean, sure. See, Chahal is the only, you know, international big cricketer that filled his boots this season.
Yeah.
That played for RCB. Virat Kohli, nowhere close. AB de Villiers, he did, you know, show up in a few games, but not when we really, really needed him to. What are the other big international cricketers that we
have? Aaron Finch, the captain of Australia.
Kunti can't even tie his shoelace, when we're speaking. Chris Morris was decent, I guess.
He was good, but like, he fucked up in the batting department when he needed him. And yeah, Today was just bad from him. And like, but like, I want to absolve any blame from people like Shivam Dubey, from people like Washington Sundar, and from people like probably Navdeep Saini as well. These three players have too much pressure on them to perform. You have a player like Washington Sundar and Shivam Dubey, players like Washington Sundar and Shivam Dubey, who have to come after you have AB de Villiers and Virat Kohli failing. what do you expect them to build innings from 11th over, huh? How do you expect them to play 9 overs as your middle order batsman? You need to have some sort of common sense knowing they're coming in the order. You can't put all the pressure on them. So I'm telling you, they have no blame for this season. They have done their job. Sundar has been phenomenal bowling in the power play. Dubey has done his job whenever he has to bat or bowl. So no blame for them.
Yeah, I don't blame either. I think Sundar was actually one of our best players of the season. Sundar has been very, very decent. These guys have to take the bulk of the blame because, I mean, we'll get on to the selectors later. I have enough and more to say about that. But these guys have to know that, fine, okay, Devdutt and Philippi aren't going to give you a great start every single game. You have to understand, right? You have to have that balance between having a good strike rate and not losing your wicket. And surely that's not too much to ask for if you're the number one ODI batsman in the world, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
100%. And like, fucking number one ODI batsman in the world, you have so much fucking expectation on you as a captain of a franchise we bought him from Virat Kohli in 2008 when we got him. And he didn't play much. We gave him chances year after year, year after year. He proved his reputation, proved his worth, did well. 2016, fabulous season. 17-18, fucking pathetic. Both seasons. Then you come 2019, again pathetic. Then you come 2020. Now, this season, obviously it's been very weird with all the lockdown and shit. But we had a chance. We started well. And I don't give a shit that he didn't play cricket for so long. He didn't do this for so long. I don't buy your excuses, man.
Everyone has.
You have to perform. And he just didn't. And he never takes the blame. It's always either the surface or the fact that he lost the toss or the fact that he didn't expect the pitch to do this. You're the damn captain. You should have some brains, man.
Honestly. We're pretty much out now. We're going to lose in the eliminator. But This season, the way we bottled it towards the end is on him. Now, fine. We've gone on you, but I want to get on to the people that select this team.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. Virat Kohli might have some say in the players that we buy. Right? It's not like football where, you know, big teams have more spending power and they can get better players. In the IPL auction, allegedly, everyone's given the same budget, right? And if I'm basing it on that, what players appear in the auction, every single team should be able to buy.
Yep.
And yet, I don't remember the last time we've had a good bowling lineup or a good middle order.
It's honestly astonishing how every season we go by. And we enter the season with the same fucking problems every single year. Like, oh my god, man. Oh my god. It's so annoying. Like, okay, I get we went for Kane Richardson this season. Would have been nice, but he's injured. We got Adam Zampa, who wasn't that good in return. But it doesn't matter. Middle order has been a problem since time immemorial. We had Gale, KL, Rahul, Kohli, ABD. Okay. And after that, we always had nobody to back it up. Nobody. And the worst part is you played players in the wrong positions as well. Like this season when we had Kohli, ABD, but we had nobody after that. We had Gurkirat Singh, who's fucking horrible, man. How, I don't know why they selected him. I don't know how they selected him. Honestly, one of the worst only batsmen I've seen in my life. He can't bowl. He can barely field to save his fucking life. And he can only bat and he can't even bat well.
He is probably the most useless players we've had in a long time. He doesn't contribute with the bat. I'm not a great batsman, but I can bat better than him
easily.
Right? Just looking at him, like, sure, he might be shy of confidence and whatnot, but don't pick him then if he's not good.
Exactly.
We're not here to babysit you. We're here to win a fucking title.
Man, you ought to understand the fucking pain. I'm telling you, I don't care. You support Punjab, you support KKR. I mean, KKR one, sorry. You support Punjab, you support Rajasthan, you support Delhi. I don't give a shit. You guys, Delhi maybe, I guess, because you've been through shit. But like, still, I really don't care. Delhi have been consistently crap most of the time. At least, like, for us, we've made three finals, lost all three of them. We made a Champions League final, we lost that. We've had easily the greatest batting lineup ever assembled in IPL history, with KL, De Villiers, Virat Kohli and KL Rahul all in one team. And we still didn't manage to win a championship. That's how fucking cursed this is. And it all goes down to the recruiting and the captaincy at the end of the day. 2016 was... I'm sorry, I'm just going to divert from this season for 1 second. 2016, our captain was Virat Kohli, right?
Yep.
2016... I know we blame SW for that last over. Why the fuck did we give Watson that last over? Who gave him that last over?
Bad captaincy.
Exactly.
That's about it.
Horrible captaincy.
See, if you see, I mean, Dhoni is one of the greatest captains ever. I don't think I've seen Shane Watson bowl under MS Dhoni.
Nope.
So, and that clearly shows you what kind of captain Dhoni is as compared to Kohli.
And going back to the point where you spoke about the people who buy players, we didn't need Watson that season. We had openers. Watson is an opener. There's no point playing Watson after Kohli and ABD. What the fuck's he going to do at fucking five down? Is he going to fucking
just... Yeah, I don't think he ever performed with the bat.
Never. He can't perform at five down. We didn't need an opener. We needed a middle order batsman and we didn't buy him.
It's just excuse after excuse after excuse. It's just makeshift players being put into that middle order and saying, okay, fine, let's try and do something. We have Kohli and ABD anyways. Yeah, sure, a bulk of the blame will go on Kohli and ABD. But dude, come on, we've had the same problem for the last how many ever fucking years and you still don't address it? This year, okay, let's get on to the bowling now.
Yeah.
We've known that Umesh Yadav and Siraj weren't good. Okay, Siraj has been much better this season, but Umesh Yadav, pathetic, right? We know we don't have a strike-fast overseas bowler unless we... Okay, the only good, seriously good Indian fast bowlers are Shami and Bumrah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone else that comes close. We don't have either anyone else. Buy someone that's decent. Kane Richardson... I disagree with you on that one part in, like, he's not up to the mark. That's not the kind of person we need.
Oh, yeah. Trent Bolt was... Yeah, I agree with that.
Trent Bolt was in the auction. And we spent 10 crores... Okay. Chris Morris is a good player. But 10 crores is justified? I don't think so. We spent 10 crores on him. I think Trent Bolt went for 5 point something. Are you kidding me?
We just can't buy players. We don't buy the right players when we need to. Trent Bolt is the perfect player for us because we have zero left-arm paces in our entire squad. Zero. And we still bought a right-arm after that. We have zero left-arm bowlers. We have only spinners and we still bought a right-arm pacer.
It's pathetic. Like, what do you not see? Like, is there... I mean, if there's something that we don't know, tell us. Then we'd be like, okay, fine, we can forgive you for this one. But he was there. You had the same budget as a lot of teams. I'm sure we released a lot of players to get some money. And yet you don't go for some... Like, okay, sure. What we need to address, I guess, our openers. We tried to buy Finch, he failed. Fine, I'm not going to, you know, put that on the selectors.
Yeah.
We didn't buy any middle order batsmen. And we bought Dale Steyn, who we thought would be some makeshift, you know, shit that would help us. Has done nothing. Kane Richardson, we thought that would work, but I guess we can't blame him for that. But I can guarantee you he wouldn't have done anything of significance.
Man, I don't even know what the fuck to say anymore about this franchise. It's just the fact that it's been happening for so many years and years. As you mentioned before as well, when we finish 8th, I don't care. I don't care when we finish 8th. It's fine. We lose fucking 10 games a season and the last few games we'll end up getting pity wins or something. I really don't care. When we can actually go for the title this time with CSK flopping, with Punjab flopping as usual, RR flopping, KKR flopping, and we still manage to bottle it. We still manage to lose twice to Punjab. Still manage to lose to CSK. Oh my God. god. And the, okay, the game, okay, fuck those games. The game against SRH, man. I won't just talk about that. I just want to talk about that. Yeah, fucking hell. That was, honestly, I can't even explain how angry I was watching us bat that game. Oh my god. Nikhil, you just go, man. I don't want to fucking talk.
See, I cut after a while. I started watching the Chelsea game after a while. I saw Parikal go. I saw Kohli go. I was like, yep, nope. Oh, I don't want to see this. No, because there's like, see, they were never, our bowling was never going to restrict them to below 120. Have we ever done that in our lives?
Please link me if we have, because I really want to know when, which era it was in, and who the fuck are bowlers.
I don't blame Devdutt at all. He's been phenomenal this season. But that was the game. That was the game. This, I saw a stat. Virat Kohli got out to Sandeep Sharma 7 times.
Yeah.
7 or something times. Surely you have a plan against him as the number one batsman in the world. Like, seriously? Like, come on.
Oh, no. You know what? Instead, what I'll do, I'm the number one batsman in the world. I'm playing a bowler who's got me out 7 times. There's a fielder right at short cover. Let me just hit it right to him on the up and not think about the team at all. Just let me go for a drive in the power play on the up straight to the fucking fielder without thinking that you can wait. You have a responsibility as a captain. No, I just want to smash the ball. I just want to. And the one thing I hate most about him this season is that he'll play a short, you know. Like, even after the players, when he'll play a short, he'll play this glamorous drive straight to the fielder. Glamorous flick straight to the fielder. Glamorous pull straight to the fielder. It's all shots straight to the fucking fielder. Where is the brains? If you're just going to play shots to the fielder, sit on the bench. We don't need that.
Exactly. We need it. So, if we're 1 wicket down and you and Devdutt are batting, I get that. Devdutt's meant to be aggressor. But he's not there yet. He's not. He's 20 years old. He's not there yet. He hasn't played an international match for India. He barely just started. You got to guide him, right? But if you're there just taking singles and you've been here for so long and you know that's not what works, you've been here for so long, you got to tell him, okay, fine. Like, you got to show him that, okay, fine, we need to put the foot on the gas. And that hasn't happened once, apart from probably the CSK game.
Yeah.
That has not happened.
And the fact that it's happened once, I'd expect it to happen more times than that. Like, come on. What the fuck? Only one game you can perform on. And the fact that he's in the top 5 run scorers, honestly, is a fucking embarrassment. How the fuck has he managed so many runs? Just playing.
It's a facade.
50 or 48 balls. Fucking. He broke the record, I think, that day. He hit only 2 boundaries in an entire innings and scored a 50. That's the lowest boundary percentage of any 50 in the history of the IPL. Do you know how fucking slow you have to be to hit only 2 boundaries in a 50-run innings and then have the fucking audacity to put your bat up and say, oh yeah, look, I played well, guys. I'm playing a fucking test match in IPL. Fucking idiot.
See, I get that. You know, running hard between the wickets and, you know, getting twos. Like, yeah, we get your fit, right? Running twos, yeah, sure, they're important. Singles are important, right? I'm not for 1 second saying that, oh, singles are not important. No one's expecting for you to get how many? 720 runs in an innings. But you gotta understand. You need to put the foot on the gas. See, I understand, right, that he knows that we don't have enough batting beyond De Villiers for us to, you know, push to a good total. But that shouldn't come at the cost of us getting 150 consistently. Like, that's not how it works.
And I hate when he blames the wicket. That's the worst part. Like, post-match presentation, he'll come, oh yeah, so what do you think went wrong today? I think the wicket was a little slow, you know. The fucking other team chased the total in 18 overs. The fucking wicket was slow. Are you kidding me? You were the one who was so confident when they won the toss and chose to bowl first. You said, oh yeah, we wanted to bat first anyway. Oh, but we didn't anticipate the due international captain who has been in the same fucking city for so long, played on the same pitches the entire season. It's not like he's playing an away game, and when you play in India, you're like, you play only one game in a city and most of your games at home.
Yeah, we were bad at Chinnaswamy as well.
Exactly. And I just like, I want to finish on this point where we have played in the same three stadiums all fucking season. You're telling me you can't figure out the weather conditions? You're telling me you can't figure out how the pitch behaves? Are you seriously telling me it is so fucking hard to anticipate that it's going to be a tough wicket? It's going, you have to bat responsibly and not throw away your fucking wicket and keep a stable net run, a stable fucking run rate. It honestly baffles me. You just have three grounds, only three grounds, and you can't pick the right fucking choices.
Like, see, okay, fine. If it was, you know, someone that was like, I don't know, someone that that was known to be a slow player, and be like, okay, that isn't known for their big strike rates. Did you see Ajinkya Rahane's innings today?
Excellent, fucking excellent.
Did you see? And he's known to be a, you know, traditionally a slow player. He doesn't even play limited overs for India anymore. He only plays test. He's a test vice captain. I'd rather have that than Virat Kohli scoring at a runner ball.
Any day. And his innings was, I know he got out in a weird way, but like, his innings was so well paced. He knew when to take risks. Of course, we bowled badly, but still, he knew what shots to play. He hit the ball in the gap. Excuse me, Virat Kohli, you better try to learn that. I know this is going to come off as, you know, we're like, oh, we haven't played cricket and like, we haven't played at IPL level. I know, I get it. I'm being a fucking couch fan here. I'm like, oh, if you're talking so much, then show it. I know, but like, I am not saying I can do this. I'm saying I expect it from him because we've seen him do it. And if I've seen you do it, I want you to do it again. And I'm paying the money to fucking see that again. I'm not saying this because I can do it.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what I think people don't understand. You have the reputation, let alone the fact that you're the number one ODI batsman in the world. And you're probably like 10, 20, 20. You have the reputation to do this on a consistent basis, right, for a team that adores you, the fans adore you, the whole nation adores you. We think we're lucky that you play for us, but really it's the other way around.
Yeah,
right. Because this, I mean, sure, you might have 500 runs, but have you taken 500 balls to get there? Have you taken 450 balls to get there? Like, that's not acceptable at all. Especially in a T20 game. And when people like Devdutt Padikkal, who just came into the team, Josh Philippe has played for a while. But see, we're not expecting you to have a better strike rate than AB de Villiers. Like, AB de Villiers is just a different breed that way. But we're expecting you to at least have 125, 130 on a consistent basis.
I disagree over that. I expect him to have at least 140, 145. I'm telling you, at least one. He's been around 125. He has to be to 145, man. He has to get it to 145. I cannot expect anything less. From him, from Virat Kohli, I cannot expect anything less than a 145 strike rate. I don't care how many runs he scores. He has to up that fucking net. And it being a number three batsman in a team which relies solely on you, you can't have 120 strike rate. No chance.
120 is just, it's just too low. Yeah, see, I understand. Like, you have added risk. See, the reason he does so well for India is because he knows that if he fails, there's someone else that can, you know, hit back. Right? Because we have so many different good batsmen. But here, it's just, I guess I do give him a bit of slack because I do let him off a bit because, you know, he knows he doesn't have anyone else. But, dude, there's got to be a balance, right? Like, I'm not saying play silly shots and give away your wicket. But, you know, you're one of the best of the world at, you know, piercing the gap and, you know, putting it between through the fielders. What happened this time?
Man. It's like, the worst thing is, like, The guys, you gotta understand, all of you listening, whoever's listening, we love Virat Kohli. It's not like we don't. The only reason we're so mad is because we know what he can do. We've seen him score almost 1,000 runs in one season. And then watching this disgraceful performance this season, is just it fucking gets on my nerves, man. Looking at him bat this season, I just don't want to watch him bat. I prefer having anyone else on strike rather than him, watching him drive it to cover for one run. It's fucking infuriating.
See, and it's not like during the 2016 season when he scored 1,000 runs. It's not like our middle order was any better. We still had shit after De Villiers. It was all shit after De Villiers. I think we had people like Kedar Jadhav and all batting.
We had Sachin Bedi, absolutely... bro. Who the fuck is that?
Exactly. We still had shit people like Sarfraz. I don't know if he was still there.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, probably played like 150 once. But other than that, we still had shit and he still performed outstandingly well. Right? And what happened this time? Like, is it, I don't know, because I understand that you have a lot of responsibility on your shoulders, but you've had that for a long time. What happened? Like, sure, if you fail one game, yeah, we'll let you off. If you fail one or two games, two or three games, yeah, sure, fine. But so often, even though, and the audacity, like, it's not the audacity because there's nothing he can do about it, but he's fourth in the orange cap list, scoring runs comes at what cost? Is my question. Like, it needs to be faster.
Man, I don't even know what to say about him anymore. Man, it's so fucking annoying. He's annoying me this whole tournament. Like, the only innings which he was good at was that CSK one, like you said. And that was still it was a very paced innings. He only hit in the... And it shows that he has to stay till the 18th over to even accelerate. And the fact that he's had to stay till then and bring down a net run rate so much. And the worst part is, he'll stay, bring down net run rate, then get out. Like, what was your purpose? Did you just come to slow our innings and then fuck off? What was the point? What did you expect the next batsman to do? Just start whacking? You have, if you're slowing down the run rate, you gotta fucking stay till the end. Otherwise, that's a waste of an innings, a waste of whatever 35 balls you took for your 40 runs. I don't give a shit.
See, let's be clear here. Virat Kohli was not the worst player in RCB. He has not been the worst player of this season. Right? It's just that we hold him to such a high standard. We've seen him do it before, is why we're so infuriated. Because we can easily go on to players like Shivam Dubey and Gurkirat Mann, Shivam Dubey has been okay, but like Gurkirat, who have done fuck all, like they've been nothing but a negative to this team. We can easily go on them because they've obviously been worse than Virat Kohli. But Virat Kohli is the number one ODI batsman in the world. I'll keep saying this, and we hold him to a standard that, you know, that resembles him being the number one ODI batsman in the world. And he just hasn't shown it this time.
And like, we expect fuck all from Gurkirat. We expect fuck all from those players. I mean, like, we just expect average performances to fit your role, do your job. Gurkirat didn't do that, we're slating him. Dubey did well, Sundar did well. Kohli was so subpar and so fucking timid in all of his innings. See, De Villiers, I'll give credit for the innings against Rajasthan, the innings against
KKR was really good.
The innings against KKR. Then I think in Mumbai also he hit a 50, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, these Mumbai three
innings,
was good,
I'll give him credit for. The innings, and okay, fine, I forgot to mention this. This is, okay, so we've talked about the bad captaincy decision against Mumbai to give Zampa and Chahal 2 overs. Sending De Villiers at number fucking 6.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was that is the worst captaincy decision of the entire tournament. I don't care. That was horrendous, man. Horrendous. Just because
who was this against? Who was this against?
I don't remember. I genuinely don't remember who was against, man. That was fucking... you can look it up if you want while I speak. But that was so bad because... In the previous game, where he hit in the last 4 overs, you were like, oh, okay, fine, he hit in the last 4 overs, so let's send him in the last 4 overs. Like, do you not understand the concept of settling down as a batsman? you literally have to face a few balls, a few overs, and then hit. But no, let's send Washington Sundar and Shivam Dubey before him, put the pressure on them to build an innings, and then put the pressure on someone else who can build an innings to finish the innings. Just swap roles and fuck the entire squad over. How about that, huh? Fucking
retards. I don't remember. Who was this against? We were batting first. Yeah. I know we were batting first. Oh, yeah. It doesn't really matter, but dude. Okay, so I understand that, you know, having a right-left combination was the best thing to do at, like, not the best thing, but, you know, a smart thing to do at the time. I understand that, but De Villiers is arguably one of the best batsmen that has ever graced the IPL. Kohli and De Villiers, when I think it was Devdutt or whoever got out, and Kohli was at the crease. Kohli, you had the opportunity to put, put the two people that have had the highest amount of runs scored together as a partnership in the history of the IPL. And yet you choose to send Sundar, Dubey and all these wankers to bat with Kohli when you have the best batting partnership that has ever graced the IPL literally in front of you. I like what a lot of the commentators say. Your best batsman should face the most amount of balls. And I think that's the most true thing that's, you know, been like, that has to be held to some standard, because that thing has value. That phrase has value. It's not just something that people say. You need to give people like Virat Kohli, I mean, De Villiers and Virat Kohli, the most amount of balls, because they're our best batsmen.
I found the game. I remembered it off the top of my head, like, just as soon as you started speaking. It was against Punjab, the second game against Punjab, where we batted first and 171, and Kohli at 48.
But we only hit 171 because Morris exploded at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Morris 25 of 8 balls and Isurudhan at 10 of 5 balls. And Kohli at 48 of 39, 123 strike rate, with 3 boundaries in his innings. Are you kidding me? 12 out of 48 runs were boundaries. You are running singles and doubles for 3/4 of your innings. Are you a fucking... With people like Washington Sundar and Shivam Dubey on the other end, you were running singles and doubles. You think they can accelerate by hitting 4s and 6s? Sundar and Dubey hit combined 3 boundaries. Dubey threw 6s. And Wash Sundar 1/4. Kohli hit 3 boundaries on his own. That is a total of 6 boundary strokes with our 1 down, 2 down, and 3 down hit 6 boundary strokes. Is that fucking acceptable? And then you expect De Villiers to come in crunch time, and in span of 5 balls, you expect him to accelerate. Obviously, he's going to get out. What do you expect him to do? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
See, if Kohli was the one that made... I don't know if Kohli... you know, had made that decision before he went out to bat, or it was the management that made the decision while we were in the midst, while our innings was going on. But whoever made that decision, it was the dumbest decision I've ever seen made. Because he is probably the best middle order batsman in the IPL. And you send him at number 6, 4 down, like, that's... I was disgraceful, whatever. I was so angry when... I was so fucking angry when, you know, that happened.
And, like, the fact is, Kohli would have... like, I can't believe at one point he would have expected people like Sundar and Dubey to accelerate at the rate AB was. Like, how can you expect that from them, man? It was just disgraceful. We put up 171, and that was a game where Punjab almost bottled it, but, like... yeah, they chased whatever 177, and
they should have chased it in the way they were going.
They took it at the last ball, which is... it was funny, but, like, still, man, doesn't go away from the point that we should have probably hit 200 that day if we sent Sundar instead of AB instead of Sundar. Easily did 200 that day.
Easily 200. But yeah, I mean, we've gone on about Kohli a lot, but for me, like, sure, Kohli's also human. These selectors, if these have been the same selectors that have been with us for the last 13 years, I don't know what to say.
I don't even know who the selectors are, honestly. I don't know.
I don't know who it is. It's probably the coach and some other people at the top. Is it? I don't know. I don't know who the hell it is. But whoever it is, they need to fuck off, because I think next is the mega auction.
I think 2022 is the mega auction, if I'm not wrong.
Is it 2022?
I'm not sure.
See, we won't win this year. Next year, the 2021 will be, if we have the same team, it'll be fuck all. Same, it'll be shit. Like, we'll finish fourth or fifth, or we'll finish some sixth, and we'll not get anywhere. When that auction happens, we need to have the best selectors so that we can pick the best players. I don't care if we revamp the whole team, right? By 2022, De Villiers is probably very old, so I don't know if it would be worth keeping him. I didn't find selling Kohli. I'm honestly fine selling Kohli. The only player I would keep is Chahal. That's it.
Who do you even get to replace Kohli? Like, who's anyone else gonna release? Who the fuck do we buy to replace him? And it's not even like a football transfer where you get money for him. He's just gonna go. Like, that's it. We're not gonna get any of the money they buy.
Okay, fine. If you keep Kohli, De Villiers will probably retire by then. Kohli, Chahal, but sack the rest.
Yeah, sack the rest.
Revamp the rest. Right. Like we said earlier, we love Virat Kohli. Like, I mean, his mind sound quite weird after going.
Yeah, man, it's so weird, but we love him so much.
But he was pathetic this group stage. He was terrible. Like, we would keep him because we know what he can do. Right? He's one of the best batsmen in the world. But we were just let down this season when we had such a big opportunity to end up in the top two spots. And we just blew it. See, I can promise you, being realistic, we'll get thrashed by Sunrisers. They have such a good bowling lineup. KKR, I think we have a better chance.
I think we have a better chance against KKR, but I still think we'll capitulate because of how...
Yeah, I'm not saying we'll win. Yeah. But Sunrisers are a better team.
100%.
So, I guess we should wrap this up, but, you know, let's look forward, go away from RCB a little bit. Let's look forward into the playoffs. You know, this will get over in a week, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I want to say that all this abuse we're giving right now, if you perform in the playoffs, it's absolved. But just fucking perform.
Dude, if you somehow pull it out of the bag and win three games in a row to win the clutch the title, we'll delete this episode. I really don't care. Because I'll do whatever it takes for us to win something. That's why we're so angry. We had it in our hands to win so many times. Because that's how much this club means to us.
Yeah.
Right? We want us to succeed so badly, but then if you throw it away in this last second, we're obviously going to get so very angry. If you somehow if you get to the final and lose by a couple of runs, yeah, I mean, we'll get let you off. But if we lose the eliminator, I'm just going to be so pissed.
I'm already expecting it to happen. Like, see, if you make the final, that's a big thing. Like, it'll be fun and all, and you know, yay, have a trip to the finals. Let's go, another fourth final loss in a row, and a loss to Mumbai Indians. Great fucking job. But just put up a fight, man. That's all we can ask for. As fans who have been watching you do the same shit for 12, 13, whatever the fuck years in a row, put up a fight for your own integrity's sake. Put up a fucking fight. AB De Villiers, Virat Kohli, all the experience in that team, put up a fucking fight. Shout at your players. Tell them you want to go. I don't care, gentleman's sport. Tell them you want to go fucking kill the opponent on that pitch, because we need this. This is our best fucking chance. I don't give a shit, man. We need this, and we need you to perform in the playoffs. Just show a fight. Go out fighting. Don't go out like a bunch of idiots.
We need this more than any other team. Like, Mumbai can buy it next year also. I couldn't care less. Mumbai are going to win the IPL.
Yeah.
I'm quite certain. I don't even go on to how strong their team is.
Yeah.
Right? But, yeah, I mean, just go on. Yeah, like you said, just go and put up a fight. Give it your all. Don't make dumb decisions, you know. Try and have a bit of, use your brain and try and fix the things that have gone wrong so consistently over the last 13 years. Try and fix that so that we have a chance. And then from there, it's just luck. That from there, if it gets unlucky, we won't blame you.
See, at the end of the day, luck favors the brave, I feel. And if we're not brave enough to put our ego aside as players, you know, I'm talking about, put your ego aside, put your personal whatever desires aside, and play for the fucking team for once, just for 3 games, play for the goddamn team and get us something. We are, as we said on the predictions podcast, whatever episode, we have the best fans. And we are the best fans because we know when this team, what this team deserves and what this team doesn't. This team does not deserve a title because of how we played this season, but this team can win one if we play to our fucking standards. That's why we're upset. Our 2017 team didn't deserve a title. 2018 team didn't deserve a title. 2019 team didn't deserve a title. This team doesn't deserve one, but we can win one, which is what annoys us the most.
See, this team deserves a title because of their fans. We have the best fans in the IPL. I can guarantee you that anyone from CSK, KKR, Mumbai who keep winning the IPL, if they were in the state that we are in, they won't have any fans. But we have the fact that we're still such a huge franchise and we haven't won anything, I mean, it looks like shit, but it shows you how good our fans are. And they should do it for the fans.
You have to, man. You have to do for the fucking fans. Been through so much shit all these years, coming, turning up at Chinnaswamy to watch those dismal performances every season. Fucking putting up scores of 150, getting bowled out for 49. Oh, are you kidding me? We've seen the worst and we've seen the best as well. And we just want to get back to that and go one step further. That's all we're asking of you. And we're just asking you to show some fucking spirit and show some desire to play for us and not just walk onto the pitch, face a few balls. Oh, show your flashy back to the crowd. Show your shake your ass for the fucking TV camera. I don't give a shit. Perform, man. Perform.
Yeah, we just want you to perform. If you give it your all, we won't have anything to say. We'll go in on the other team and like go in on the umpires. We won't go in on you. But yeah, just do it for the fans. That's all I can say.
Yeah. So I think we wrap this one up now. I don't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, if we end up winning the IPL. you'll see another episode about this, but otherwise I think we're done with the IPL.
Yeah, if you're with the IPL, there'll be like a very special present to all of you. I don't know what it is yet. I'm just saying this simply, but like if you win the IPL, we'll definitely do something special because like we'll be happy as fuck. Yeah. So we're not gonna do it though. But like if we do, we'll do something
somehow
special.
Do it. Okay, let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want, you know, RCB to win the IPL, you know, subscribe to our podcast. Make sure so that you get updates on when we upload. So follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Gully Scorecard so that, you know, you get snippets of our episodes if you don't like to. If you don't have time to listen to our entire episodes. Yeah, please support us. Tell us what you want us to record and we'll catch you guys next time.
Yeah, and like just another ending note. Obviously, I told you in the beginning this wasn't your conventional episode. It was more of a rant. But like, there'll be funny episodes in the future. Just this one, we just needed to get it off our chest, really, about what we feel at the moment. Yeah, thanks for listening and.